Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, hello. It's the 8th of November. I mean, if you're listening to the correct episode on the correct day.
As I'm sure you are.
Of course you are. You wouldn't be all weird like that, would you? Welcome to Date Fight.
Date Fight. It's a podcast in which I, Nat Tapley, and you, Jake Yap, each select the most important things that have happened on this very day in history, Gregorian calendar permitting.
Yes. It's a nightmare.
Then we make them fight like ants in a box.
That's good.
In a matchbox.
I feel like you took that imagery from my son's terrarium.
I did.
Which is, I mean, I say my son's terrarium. I wanted to make a terrarium. I found this YouTube channel called Life in Jars.
Yeah.
And this is a very strange Dutch man speaking slowly, saying, I got this pond water and put it in a jar. Look what happened 18 months later. That's amazing. Like, life just bursts out in abundance.
You managed to kill the moss, then.
I don't think... Yeah, I think the moss is dying.
I mean, essentially, you're watching things rot.
Life comes from rotting.
Sometimes.
My first thing is sort of actually, so let's have round one.
Let's have round one, which... Oh, okay, what round... Who's going? I'm going first.
Yeah.
I'm going first this time. And my round one is... I'm going to take you all the way back to 2002.
Oh.
On the...
What were you doing in 2002?
I can tell you exactly what I was doing on this day in 2002. I was sitting in a friend's kitchen trying to grind up medications to see which of them were snortable. That's what I was doing in 2002.
Wow!
Answer, not many.
Okay. Okay.
So 2002... Yeah, now I'm just stuck back there. What were you doing in 2002?
I was in Washington, D.C. I'd started working for BBC America.
You may be responsible for this then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it to do with The Office?
No.
Well, then I wasn't responsible. Carry on.
Well, hang on. What was your relationship to The Office in Washington, D.C. in 2002?
I helped work on the launch of Ricky Gervais's The Office in America.
So you are the reason that he's got Emmys as
yeah,
he has.
I did that. Yeah. That was entirely
and
me.
And the American series spinning off from it.
Yes. Yes. That was all me. I claim all credit.
Oh, he owes you a lot of money.
Yeah. I filmed some bits with him. It was quite funny.
Good.
He spent most of the time just laughing and saying, you can't use any of this, which was quite satisfying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't use this.
We're
going
to get 17 really good seconds out of this.
Okay.
So, in 2002, on the 8th of November, in New York City, there was Resolution 1441 at the United Nations, which was...
That was definitely nothing to do with me.
The resolution which said that Iraq had to disarm or face further punishments.
Wow.
Which is the one that Britain and America said that Iraq was in breach of the next March when we decided to blow up a Middle Eastern country. Thereby leading to the current state of the Middle East, the collapse of Syria, the rise of ISIS, and the global extremism generally being a feature of our lives for the last 17 years. That's why I think is the most important what...
I thought I'd do a fanfare.
I saw you preparing for it and couldn't help giggling. And I saw the mouth tube emerge.
Lovely to watch. That makes sense, because when I was in the States, I wrote a song for a review show in D.C. Called Sunday in Kabul. It was like Sunday in New York, but less swingy.
Was it funny? Was it good?
It was all right. There was a nice middle-eight bit. Shall I sing it for you?
Do. Sing it for me.
Is that mad?
Sing it to me now. No,
am I polluting
mad.
The...
No, I think it's okay. A podcast. You can do whatever you like. There are no rules. Here we go. My dog has fleas.
Same tune when I bought it. Sunday in Kabul. strolling through the rubble, having fun in the city that never sleeps. Go see a movie or Al Jazeera on TV. Can you hear the tuneful whistle of that intercontinental missile? Sunday, etc. Nothing worse.
We should pull out an old topical song one of us wrote for a review every time during the 2000s for every subject.
There will be enough.
Oh yes, I could.
Okay, you how do
we solve a problem
time.
Like Sharia? That's next.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Of course you did. That's genius.
It was a medley of various Maria songs.
Oh, of course, Sharia.
Sharia.
The most beautiful. Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
Anyway, so that I blame UN Security Council Resolution 1441 for the state of the world today.
And I blame myself.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm.
Well, let me offer you some salvation.
Hooray!
From 1789. Ooh. We are in
Paris,
Kentucky.
Oh.
In a little town called Bourbon.
I think they were all little towns. There weren't big towns in Kentucky in 1789.
No, probably not. A Baptist preacher called Elijah Craig.
Hi, Elijah.
Let me hear you say hallelujah. He was a Baptist preacher and he became an educator. Okay. and a capitalist entrepreneur.
Really?
Not quite so Baptist there.
Following the teachings of Jesus there, who said it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yeah. Unless you're Elijah.
Yeah. And you invented bourbon whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Fair which, enough. There's some controversy here. Some people are saying this is a bit spurious.
Really? Spurious claim made by a weird Midwestern preacher figure.
Yeah. It's extraordinary. His brother in 1781 led an exodus of 600 people known as the Travelling Church.
Worst supergroup ever.
It was people from Spotsylvania County. Spotsylvania. I mean, this is just made up now. This is all made up, I think. He became a preacher. And then in 1789, he founded a distillery.
Mm-hmm.
And he has sometimes been claimed to have been the first to age distilled whiskey in charred oak casks. The process that gives bourbon its reddish colour and unique taste.
Does it now?
To which you become insensible after the first pour. So, yeah.
What was it called? Does it say?
It was called Elijah. In fact,
Dr. Elijah's
medicine. There is an Elijah Craig brand of whiskey. Mm. I kind of want to try some now.
If you have any business, send it to us.
Yeah. Feel free. So
whiskey.
Yeah. So you've got a UN resolution, and I've got
whiskey.
A very spurious claim to whiskey. I think you won that one.
Yay! Well, which makes the scores the incredibly complicated 4.5 to 3.5.
Yes, I must enter that into the database.
Yep. Oh, should we do birthdays and death days?
And you can do the birthdays and death days while we brace ourselves around.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money
at Happy birthday to 17th century meteor, no, asteroid, whatever they call. Comet botherer, there we go, Edmund Halley, astronomer, that's the word.
Comet botherer.
happy birthday to Edmund Halley, Margaret Mitchell, who wrote Comet.
You know, he only had one birthday every 77 years or something, isn't he?
Yeah, he is now 4. Margaret Mitchell, who wrote Gone with the Wind. I think I didn't bother to look it up, but I'm
sounds about right.
Mitchell.
That's fine.
And
I don't think people are listening to this for historical accuracy, are they?
Are they not?
If they are, we're in big trouble.
Well, the next one's definitely accurate. Is it's Ken Dodd's birthday?
Wow,
is he dead?
No.
In which case, let's not imply he is, and let's hope he doesn't die before this goes out. Ken Dodd's not dead.
He notoriously doesn't. He goes on.
goes on and on.
His shows are.
Oh, look, that, I'm sure there's some sort of topical reference you can.
Oh, quite.
Turn that into a joke.
Yeah. If yeah, you, the Brexit comedian. Yeah,
some
that's
sort
a
of
nice
comic brain.
Yeah. He. I worked with him once.
Did you?
Yeah. It was somewhat fraught.
Was it with the Ricky Gervais?
Endeavour. Yes, that's right. And I've got a song about it. And let's make more of this podcast about me. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Round two. Oh, no, it's
Death Days.
Sorry,
Happy Death
all
Day
right.
to Norman Rockwell, whose scenes from Middle America on the front of the Saturday Evening Post could be used as posters, I guess. Happy birthday,
Always
Death Day.
Permission oh, first, though. Yeah.
Sad Death Day to Dorothy Kilgallen, who was a panelist on the American version of Who? Not Whose Line Is It Anyway?
What's My Line?
Only because there were no other women who ever died on this day, and I felt we were definitely talking about men way too much. So Dorothy Kilgallen and Margaret Mitchell.
Two people you've got a very strong relationship with.
Yeah, who else died? Oh, Godfrey of Amiens. Of all the people of Amiens, St. Godfrey, he's the only sainted one, I think. To be fair, this was misconceived, this section.
It's good, I liked it. Round two.
Who's going first?
I think it's my turn to go first. Round two! 1967. A very swinging time.
It was.
By the way, you didn't say happy birthday to Vlad the Impaler.
No. Because I was saving one for next year.
Sorry. We'll cut that. 1967, a very groovy time. A swinging time. A sexy time.
As Mike Wasn't Myers has been talking to you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the reputation is it was pretty wild.
It was all got a lot sexier 10 years later.
Therefore, the perfect time to launch Radio Leicester. It was the first of 8 local British radio stations.
Leicester, sound of the future.
Yeah, it's if you don't know where Leicester is. Because some Americans or, you know, Finnish people or something might listen to this. Leicester is, it's sort of like the Manhattan of Britain. No, it's a landlocked county. It's right in the middle. and it's a thing people drive through a lot.
Yeah.
It's on the way.
Can you name 3 towns in Leicestershire?
Leicester?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Can you?
No.
Are there 3 towns in
there? I don't know. Stafford. No, that's Staffordshire.
Warwick. and Kent. The town of Kent. So, yes.
Good. Radio
there
Leicester.
Are now 40 local radio stations, and they're all excellent.
Yes. They're providing work for underemployed people in front of microphones.
Yes. For a very generous fee, I think.
Yeah,
I think
often
you can
unpaid.
Testify. Well... It's a great honour, huge honour, and a great opportunity.
Good exposure.
Everybody listens to it.
Yeah,
it's sort of like the MTV of the 2010s.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to help you here.
God no, don't dig
finish
me
the
out.
Thought.
No, don't dig me out. I'll just
I'm not
sit.
I'm just
no.
shoveling in.
It's
stuff
filling with water. It's filling with water.
I'm throwing down lies
it's filled
so
with
you
water.
Can decompose quickly.
Fine. What have you got?
I've got. The Vienna Convention on Road Traffic.
Okay, you win.
I'm not sure.
It could have been anything at all.
The Vienna Convention on Road Traffic was the international agreement that road signs would look similar and be identifiable as road signs, and all vehicles will have license plates on the front and the back.
But never the sides.
No. And when Vietnam joined the Vienna Convention on Road Traffic, the number of fatalities per 1,000 went down from 15 per 1,000, I think, on their roads to 9. So it saved...
6.
6 per 1,000.
I can do that.
I was trying to get out as a fraction of 15.
No, don't worry about it.
It saved a lot of people. And it means that you can go driving in France and not go, what on earth does that mean? Because often they would have just had signs just had a word on, and if you didn't speak the language, you would have been, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I suppose now there's an upside-down red triangle, you know, oh, that means what upside-down red triangles mean.
I see. Were French road signs, was it just like, hello, hello? Did it say, there is a flood here?
Were buff.
Buff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stup.
I feel like this was a weak round generally.
Yeah, considering we could have chosen lots of really good things.
Yeah.
I thought road traffic would be more exciting than it was.
Can't all be winners, guys. That said, someone has to win this.
Yeah. I mean...
Come on. Who's having it? I feel like neither of us. I don't think that was a null.
You know, if you'd wanted
that was
things,
literally a
okay,
null.
A null round.
No that was a null that. Round.
I've saved the lives of thousands of Vietnamese people and get nothing for it.
Well, you
I'm
didn't.
Like the US Army.
You didn't. You mentioned it.
If you were going I, for, thi- if
I
you were
put
going for media things...
I put firmly on the map on the international podcast stage.
Yes, that's true. But if you were going for media things that launched today, you could have had HBO and you went for Radio Leicester.
Could I really?
You could have had HBO, yeah.
Did HBO launch to commemorate? Like in order,
yeah,
was it?
It was 7 years after the launch of Radio Leicester.
Right, you know what?
We need an American version
of Radio Leicester.
But we'll just do high quality dramas and comedy programming rather than traffic and travel.
Which is not what HBO was when it launched.
No.
It was all just sort of fighting and things, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was pay-per-view events.
Yeah, fighting.
Yeah.
And that. So it wasn't... Yeah, so it was actually quite
actually,
like...
Radio Leicester had done more of that.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. There we go. I think
brought it all together.
Yeah. But it was still a null round.
Should we let the people go about their day?
Yeah, I think we should. Thank you very much indeed for listening.
Yes, thank
please,
you very much for listening to that.
Don't necessarily judge the podcast on today's episode. Maybe subscribe. Subscribe and then you can judge tomorrow's because history never stops and neither shall we. We'll be back tomorrow on the 9th of November with...
more of, not the same, more of different.
I've got some good stuff for tomorrow, actually.
I do not.
I do. So subscribe and share because it makes a big difference.
And please could... rate on exactly. All of the places you can rate us, whether it's iTunes, Google Podcasts.
Yes.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I get mine from, there's like a boot fair just outside Bedford, first Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, he comes in like a big transit van.
Yeah.
He has to get like the commercial pass to go in, which is like £20.
Wow.
He's got like every DVD
what?
You could imagine and loads of podcasts. So and I get mine from
stacks
him.
Stacks of Richard Herring in there. Piles
he does like three for a fiver. So it's really good value.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will be down there on the first Sunday of next month because we've missed that because this is the 8th of November.
Yes, it is. Bye.
Bye.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.